Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on a big night in the NBA as we entertain and enlighten you, myself and my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? Watch my eyes.
I see your eyes big.
I'm doing my Aaron Judge from last night. I don't know if you heard the controversy.
We're going to get into that.
We're going to get into that, Chris. That was very, very interesting. And I do
cheating
have
in
a
baseball. Wow.
I do have a theory, and I wonder if you agree with this. I'll save it for later.
Okay. But I can't wait.
I do have a theory that will erase the idea of cheating in baseball, and I wonder if you're on the same page. But we'll talk about that.
Okay.
NBA, of course, tonight. Yep, Nuggets and Lakers.
Draft lottery
we'll get to that
tonight, and Lakers and Nuggets. So,
and don't forget, yesterday, if you were listening to the Odd Couple, Chris, we were not mincing words thinking Doc Rivers was going to survive that. We weren't shocked today at all.
No.
We were surprised that it took so long.
And it really didn't take long.
But you know what I mean. I thought it was done. Like,
we can put it
this way. Probably
was. We were more surprised, and we were on the same page on this. We were more surprised when they hired him.
Yep.
Than we are now that they're firing him. And not that Doc isn't a good coach and can't coach somewhere and might not get another shot. It's not about that. But as you said yesterday, Rob, it was right after he blew 2-3-1 leads with the Clippers.
Right.
And failed to get them past the second round, which is what.
With Kawhi and Paul George, right?
Yes. Blew a 3-1 lead to the baby Nuggets. That's what they were at that time. Yep. Jokic had just become a star. You know, Jamal Murray was just emerging. And they dropped three straight games. I was looking at it today, Rob. When you lose a 3-1 lead, I mean, we all know it in theory, but when you really think about it, you lost three straight games to this team.
Right. All you got to do is win one game.
Right. And you lost three straight. And, Rob, to make matters worse, the year after Doc moved on, what happened?
They went to the Western Conference Finals.
With Kawhi hurt.
Without Kawhi, Chris. Just think about that. That is exactly right.
And then, we're not surprised at all. And I'm sure nobody's surprised. If you're surprised, I'm surprised you're surprised.
With you. What were you thinking?
Right. What in the world were you thinking? All right, let's get into this. We got to eat some salam at the bottom of the hour. But, Rob, as you mentioned earlier, the iCouple crew, DJ Alex Tyshirt is back in the building. My goodness.
Yes.
I'm shy. It's to the point I'm surprised. Now, that's what I'm surprised about. I'm not surprised about Doc Rivers getting fired, but I'm surprised about DJ Alex Tyshirt actually being here.
Alex is such a busy man. He's got so many things going on. This is
Rob,
just
Tyshirt's Tower isn't tonight. It's Thursday, so you can stop.
Oh, is it? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was going to do all that. Brown, no. My nose is automatically brown.
Oh, Rob, you know I have to come at you and start MLB Dudes, so I'm spending a lot of time on that.
Oh, is that what your MLB
Dudes? MLB Dudes.
MLB
Very
dudes.
Nice.
Because you thought you knew. Super producer Rob G is
in full effect. And on the updates, you heard him earlier, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, tonight Lakers at Denver at the Nuggets. And I want to, I'm picking the Lakers to win the series, but I'm picking the Nuggets to win tonight. I think the Lakers, you know, there's always an adjustment to that playing in Colorado, you know.
In the altitude.
Yes, the altitude. It's a real thing. So I think the Nuggets get tonight, but I think the Lakers get the series. You're picking the Nuggets and so to win the series. But, Rob, here's an interesting discussion. What player – there's four left, obviously, Miami – Boston, Lakers, Nuggets, Los Angeles, Denver. What player in this series do you think has the most to gain by winning the NBA championship? Not just this series, but winning the whole shebang.
I do believe it's LeBron James. Not
really?
Not the Joker. Yeah, I do. Only in the minds of, you know, his minions and his people, just to get him closer to the six championships. And despite all the losses, because I do think he doesn't want to go and lose, but winning would just add another feather to his cap. And what happened this year, they started 2-10, and he passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, it will wind up being a banner year for LeBron. It just will be at this age.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I just think that LeBron has more. Like the Joker, Chris, is still young, and he's already won some people over in the postseason. And I'm not saying he could have a terrible Western Conference Finals and everybody's going to love him. But you saw he got way more respect this year from people already. This dude is a star. They ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Kevin Durant, all these players are like, dude, this dude, we get it. Why you won the two MVPs? Why you were in that conversation?
Who didn't already feel that way?
I don't know, but there were always some people just maybe were like, oh, these the analytics people. Like, they're like, I'm looking at it, and he's not that athletic, and he doesn't jump, and he doesn't do this, doesn't do that. But the numbers and what he does, just talk about how great of a player he is. But I heard more people talk about him now in glowing terms. Just, you know, maybe they mentioned him before, Chris, but I think they've gotten to watch him. This team, all year, top of the Western Conference, people kind of poo-pooed the team. We'll see. This is you know, the show me state, Missouri. I'll believe it when I see it. And then they went through the first two rounds. And now here they are with a chance to go to the finals. And he might be the guy to lead them to this to a chance at a championship. So it would be big for him, but his window's not closing. He could go next year. He could go the year after. For LeBron, the clock is ticking. 20 years, Chris. And if this if he's able to get a chance to get to another championship and have a chance to win, it would be huge for him.
See, I do agree with that, that this would be a banner year for LeBron if he wins it. But I disagree that he has more to gain than several players, to be honest. Number one is Jokic. Like I think he's won two MVPs. He had to have some respect. You know, I think he's been a superstar. Jalen Rose caught a lot of flack, I think, on Twitter today because he said he's become a superstar. I mean, if you didn't think he was already a superstar, what you been watching?
But, Chris, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's an former NBA player who's a national NBA guy on the big national show, and you're acting like you're late to the party. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I think that was a miss. I don't know what Jalen was talking about. We saw Mark Jackson make a mistake, about voting.
That was another one. He left him off the ballot.
Like, but he did it accidentally, according to him, you know.
But his other ballot didn't make sense, Chris, to be honest.
It didn't make sense. I'll give you that. But I agree that Jokic has gained some people's respect, but I think he already was a superstar, and he's already been to the conference finals, so this isn't any further than he's been before. I think if he wins a championship, Rob, and I agree with you that obviously he's young and he's got a long way to go. But there's always got to be that first ring. And you might not get another chance. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody ever would have thought Patrick Ewing, I know he went late.
He went
94. Yeah, 94. And yep. Then later on when he was injured. But no one ever would have thought Patrick Ewing's not going to win a championship, you know? And so if this is like, we don't know that Jokic, they don't have a second star. So we don't know that he's going to get another chance. We would think so, but you don't know. So if he were to win this championship, Rob, I think, and I'm not saying we'd rank him already because it's premature because he's got so much time left. But that you would begin to think of him as, okay, where's this guy at among, like, is he in the top 10 centers of all time? Has he passed Patrick Ewing? Does he pass Moses Malone? Or does he pass, you know, David Robinson? I mean, the discussion begins. I'm not saying you'd even have to have an answer yet because he's still writing his script. But that's where a championship would take him, because the numbers are off the chain. Like, the numbers are – he's got the numbers to be a top 10 in all time and this and that. But – I mean, top 10 center. But if he wins a championship, particularly, Rob, without a second star, and he goes through Kevin Durant and LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I mean – I think it really begins to cement him as one, not only a superstar today, but one of the all-time great players that we've seen in our league or this league. I actually think number two, Rob, would be Jimmy Butler. Because Butler, golly, if he leads this team to a championship, remember I talked about Hall of Fame, I think that would seal the deal. I think it already might be, but a championship – with that squad would seal the deal. And that'd be going through Giannis. Well, the Knicks didn't, you know, that's not a big deal. Sorry, Knicks. But Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and then whoever they would meet in the West in the finals. I think number three, Rob, would be Jason Tatum. Because he's another one starting to rack up incredible numbers. He's the first Celtic to score 50 in a game seven, first player ever. First player, you know, Celtic to do this and to do that. But you know, in Boston, it's about rings. And so if he got a championship, Robbie's 25.
No, I get it.
LeBron didn't have one that early. Jordan didn't have one that early. And I'm not, I'm obviously, I don't mean he's going to be as great as those guys, but this begins, it puts him at another level. I think four is Anthony Davis, because now that would be two for him. And then, Rob, we talked about we expect him to go to a next level. Well, he hadn't done it, but it would be like, man, when the dude is healthy, he winning. And then I think LeBron is five. And here's why I put LeBron at five. And I agree with a lot of what you said. But this is the crux of the matter, Rob. For those who right now have LeBron number two, which is us, and I think most people that will make a list, is this moving him to number one ahead of Jordan? No. Is it to you?
No, it's not moving him to number one.
That's the only jump he has left to make.
Right, but if he wins this, obviously, Chris, hypothetical. They win this year, and then he wins again. Now he has 6.
Well, it gets you closer.
At age 40,
it's a step in that direction.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm saying. Like you don't want to be LeBron playing 4 more years, Chris, with no championships. 24 years with 4 rings.
Well, you're jumping ahead 4 years.
I'm
with you on it.
That doesn't look good. That's
closer.
A hard argument. That's a hard argument to have.
Right. This is like, for those that think he's the GOAT, it is another notch on his belt. For those that don't think he's the GOAT, I guess you could say it gets you close, him closer. But my point is, it doesn't take him over the top and say, and we're all going to be like, you know what? Let's face it. He's better than Jordan. He's the GOAT. So since it doesn't do that, but I agree. Look, to win 6, you got to win 5, right? To win 7, you got to win 5 and 6. So I hear you on that, and I agree with that. But he'd be 5 on my list. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What player has the most to gain in these NBA playoffs? LeBron, Jokic, or any other player? Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We got Nick Cope in with the updates, not Steve DeSager. My bad, earlier. So 1-800-996-6369.
877, Chris. What show are you doing?
877-996-6369. What player has most to gain by winning the championship this year?
Chris thinks he's working on the fan in New York. What are you doing? I know I put on a few pounds.
I'm absent-minded right now. Scatterbrained.
It's all good. All right, let's get it kicked off here on the Odd Couple on this Trash Talking Tuesday, isn't it, Chris? It sure is. Yes. Zach in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We sure can.
We got you.
Oh, my God, I've tried to call into your show so many times. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I love you guys.
Wow, thank you. We appreciate that, Zach.
You know, I'm not so much a fan of Nick Wright, so I got to say, Chris, you know, when you're talking about the comparison between Jordan and LeBron, I mean, if LeBron wins that championship this year, that's going to be awesome. But LeBron's playing with AD. Who is Jordan playing with in Washington? Nobody.
No, that's fair. Much is definitely true. Yeah, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. Zach, absolutely. We appreciate the call. Thanks for the support of the program here on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes.
Andre in Massachusetts. Andre, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Nikola Jokic has the most to gain by breaking through in this playoffs. Fact of the matter is people look at Jokic like a poor man's Peyton Manning. Like a good regular season guy, you get the awards, you get the stats, but you ain't really about that life when it comes to best pound for pound player.
Yeah, but the only thing, Andre, I'm going to disagree with is that his window isn't closing. Like, there's time for him. Even if he gets to the finals and doesn't win this year, he could win next year.
True, Rob. Point taken, but we know that Charles Barkley got to that one finals and never made it back. The Patrick Ewings of the world, they had that one opportunity against Hakeem, never made it back. Here's my thing with Jokic. Again, people don't really believe that he's better than Anthony Davis healthy at their best. People look at that.
I think that's fair.
They had the opportunity against the Lakers in the bubble, and the Lakers, frankly, mopped the floor with them. And so I just think this is a challenge.
That was years ago with 4 months rest. I think they've been good all year.
But I think Andre makes a good point. I don't think Anthony Davis is better than Jokic, but I do think a lot of people do think when he's healthy, he's better than Jokic.
He's not consistent. That's why he's not better.
But he's much better defensively, and he is consistent defensively. So I don't think he's better, period. But I think Andre makes a good point. And yeah, when Rob, you said that was years ago, which it was. I mean, Jokic didn't even average 20 points a game that year, Rob.
Right.
He was right there at 19.9, but he didn't even average 10 rebounds. He was at 9 that year. He was in his second year as an all-star.
He wasn't who he was, Chris.
Right.
He wasn't who he is. Right.
Right.
That's like, and the Lakers, you're looking at that.
The Lakers also had – they were starting at center in that series, Rob, Dwight Howard or JaVale McGee.
Right. They had a couple big dudes.
Yeah.
There.
And so Anthony Davis didn't have to guard Jokic. Now, Davis was fantastic in that series, 31 points a game. But he didn't have to bang with Jokic, which is something he's going to have to do in this series. So that should make it interesting. But we got Ephraim Salaam around the corner. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That Bay Area funk, former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
Hey,
we
hey,
are
Ephraim.
Good. Go ahead, Rob.
I do want to start with this, Chris, what we just talked about with the Warriors as a guy who played in the NFL and had teammates and the Draymond Green, I guess Steve Kerr finally said the team was fractured from the beginning and never really came back.
Because of the punch.
Because of that punch. How surprised were you, Ephraim, just that they didn't punish Draymond Green? Like, I still to this day don't get that. And I think it did hurt the team as far as chemistry.
Well, it's like a kind of read between the lines, a read between the punch. You know, sometimes the bad guy speaks volumes and speaks for the sentiment, right? Sometimes the bad guy does the dirty work and it falls on him, but the message is it permeates for more than just him. And I think some of the behavior, some of the things that Jordan Poole, especially after he got the money, I think that kind of rubbed people the wrong way. And so, you know, speaking of poking bears and all of that, he's been poking the bear. And, you know, even in the press conference, Steve Kerr didn't come out and was like, you know, we're upset at Draymond. He was mad that the video got leaked.
Right.
He was mad that the world.
If there were no video, who knows what they would have said? Would they have even said anything happened?
But I say that to say, you know, obviously there was something wrong there and something. And we saw it play out over the course of the year. We saw some of the looks and some of the things and how some of the teammates reacted to Jordan Poole during the season. So there's a certain sense of buyer's remorse that I'm feeling coming from the Warriors.
Ephraim, I want to talk basketball with you tonight. You are one of our Fox Sports Radio weekend hosts. You know basketball. Supposedly, you could play once upon a time.
That's
the word, Chris, in the streets. I mean, I've heard that from Ephraim. I haven't heard it from
Ephraim,
anybody else.
I'm going to take people's words, right, unless I see video myself.
I ain't heard nobody else say that. But anyway, I'm just messing with you. Ephraim, Rob and I were just talking about which player left in the playoffs, in the NBA playoffs, has the most to gain by winning this championship. I said it's Jokic. Rob said it's LeBron. Where are you at?
I would say LeBron in terms of, you know, especially how the season started, the turnover on the team halfway through the season or a little bit past halfway of the season, and what he's been able to do. And if they win the championship, I mean, that's a heck of a feat. I don't know if any team has ever started 0-5 or 2-10 and won a championship itself. And when you talk about getting as close as you possibly can to Michael Jordan, a lot of people after 2020, they thought that was the last time LeBron would have an opportunity to win a championship based on the 21 and 22 season, because it just wasn't going his way, and he seemed to be a little bit past his prime to be able to carry a team. So in my opinion, I think LeBron has the most to gain from that, because that extends the talk of the myth and the legend of a LeBron James. In the year you beat the all-time scoring record you win a championship. That's huge, man.
Yeah, I just think LeBron, I agree it's a big step. It'd be great for LeBron. But I think it's one, there's only one hurdle left for LeBron to climb, and that's Mount Jordan.
Yeah, but
and
you can't get to two championships.
Get him over that.
You can't get to two championships
without the championship.
You need can't win six without win five.
Right.
But Jokic would begin to be talked about, like, where is this dude among the all-time great centers? If he gets a ring, that's all he's got left, because he got all
these stats. Well, yeah, I get that, but he's got plenty of time for that.
Yeah,
he's
but
got plenty
never,
of time. Like,
you
the clock is, the clock is running on LeBron. So if they're not going to do that, being this close in the Western Conference Finals,
right?
They're eight games away from that. Think about it. They're eight games away from winning another championship. And not only that, what it would do for the Lakers franchise. Now you're not tied with the Celtics. Right now you have 18 world championships, the most in NBA history. All of those things, do they add to the legacy and to the pedestal that LeBron James stands on?
I just remembered I'm talking with a Lakers fan, so that's
Ephraim, I'm not a Lakers fan.
I'm not a Lakers fan, and
I'm with you lockstep. This would be huge for LeBron, and they always say I don't give LeBron any kind of credit.
I think
or
it'd be huge for
him
too. I just think it'd be bigger for you. But yeah. I'm done.
You're done on that. All right. the other series, Doc Rivers got fired today.
Yep.
Chris and I weren't surprised. We were surprised it didn't happen right after the game or Monday morning or whatever, but it did happen. You're not surprised at all, are you?
No, I thought it was going to happen at the beginning of the fourth quarter. I thought it was like, you know, they was somebody
just don't come
Doc
out
the
from
shoulder.
The locker room.
Right.
I thought somebody was going to tap Doc on the shoulder and ask him to come into the back. And then the next thing you know, we got Sam Cassell, you know, making the calls and all that. Watching that series, man, there's no excuse. You got a coach, okay? And I'm not taking away from Doc Rivers and what he's meant to the NBA, and he has a championship. But it's hard. People who know basketball, it's hard to watch sometimes when you don't have any adjustments, when you consistently won't make your big, who's the MVP, punish a
Thank
team
you,
down low.
Ethan.
Like, hey, man, I would have called a timeout. They called 50 timeouts. I was like, why they got so many timeouts? But the fact that he didn't pull Joel Embiid aside and say, hey, man, we don't want you at the high post.
Right.
We don't want you at the three-point line. If you don't take yourself down to the box, sit down. I'm going to put Montrezl Harrell in because we know he's going to get busy down there. That's what
right.
you need. That's the type of coach you got to be, and you never saw that from Doc Rivers.
Nah, you're right. I mean, at times, mostly it was Al Horford, who himself was giving up 3 inches and 40 pounds.
Man, come
but
on.
Occasionally it was Marcus Smart.
Yes.
And he still wouldn't take him down. Bruh, I mean, it's unbelievable.
If they pass the ball to you, and you're the MVP of the league, you 7-1, 3-something, and you got Marcus Smart, and you pass the ball back out, go sit down, man. Go sit behind the bench. You got to go sit behind
right.
the bench. Because you look at the greats. If you put Marcus Smart or Shaquille O'Neal, brother, hey, man, if you put Al Horford or any – hey – look, Patrick
it's
Ewing.
It's over, young man.
They're going to put you in the rim. This dude don't dunk the basketball. He doesn't dunk the basketball. And I know his knee and all that, but come on, bro.
I want to ask you this before you go. Ja Morant, what are your thoughts on this situation?
You know what? I said this on our show on Saturday. The onus right now is on the NBA to help save this young man's life.
Thank you. That's my take.
Because if they continue with the way they're disciplining him, then he's going to end up dead. And I'm talking about life in terms of his real life and metaphoric life in terms of him losing all the things he's worked for and in 5-10 years finding himself somewhere he can't even recognize.
Right. But Ephraim, they did it by giving him a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, that's
and,
that. Yep.
And there were other incidents that had happened that they kind of didn't talk about, and
they're
so
failing.
They should have looked at those things, right, and given him a stern punishment, and they didn't do it.
So now the world is looking like, okay, well, he don't really care what y'all did. That little 8 games, you know, $600,000 that he didn't get. Now, if you come out and you say, hey, you won't be able to play until after the All-Star break, or you won't be able to, you're suspended indefinitely, and you can apply for reinstatement after next season, now Now he has a whole year to sit in this. He has to watch every game at home. There's no checks coming in. Now he has to really sit in this punishment and decide what he wants to do with his life. Maybe he sits out for a year and he's perfectly fine. But guess what goes away? Nike goes away. Powerade goes away. All other different revenue streams go away. And look, I don't know what the contract and the language in the contract is, but if they start talking about, hey, we're going to look at this extension and possibly, hey, now we got a situation. Because that bag he's about to get, now that bag may be in jeopardy, right? So, but that'll force someone to really take it serious. He don't take it serious right now. You can tell. He got way too much money, way too talented.
Quickly, about a minute left. Your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama, who obviously is going to be the number one pick in this draft? I've never seen anything like him.
No,
I don't think anybody has.
He's unbelievable. I hate that he's going to go to a team where there's not a real support system or.
If he goes to the Spurs, which I don't really want to see, but that would be probably the best place for him.
The Spurs, or even you know, by some happenstance, he's able to go to New Orleans. Right, where they're, you know, CJ and you got Ingram, but there's a foundation there. I don't want to see him, you know, for Detroit or Houston.
What's wrong with Detroit? Why you got to rip on Motown? You know, I'm standing up for the city.
Look at Cade. Look at Cade. No one watches.
Cade got hurt. He missed the season.
They would have a trio of young studs in Cade, Vic, and Jaden Ivey, but I'm kind of with you. And Rob, you're right. I mean, Detroit's been a great franchise, but I really don't want to see him there for some reason.
No,
I don't know.
Because nobody watches it. Nobody, even the bad boy Pistons, we only watched because Jordan and them was playing against them. You know what I mean?
Ooh, like, shots fired at Rob.
What do you mean in 2004 when they beat the Lakers?
Rob was there with pom-poms. Rob was sitting at the press row with pom-poms during those games.
I was writing a hard-hitting column for Detroit News. What are you talking about?
He has a Pistons hat on
and pom-poms on his wrist.
It's so funny how Rob is holding on to the Pistons, but he don't want nothing to do with the Lions.
Well, you know why? Ephraim won a championship, and one has won one playoff game since 1957. There's a difference.
That's our man, Ephraim Salam. Great stuff, brother, as always.
All right, brother. All right,
thank you.
Y'all be safe.
All right, we mentioned it. Doc Rivers is gone. Anybody surprised? That's next. A couple of Fox Sports Radio.
You're fired.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off.
We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City, best bet. I'm taking the Nuggets in Denver. Chris, you talked about it, the altitude and the home court. I mean, that's a big advantage for them in Denver. I'm going to take Nuggets minus six, game one against the Lakers. That's my best bet. I'm also taking the Mets, who are just struggling, minus 1.5 runs, Chris. Verlander on the mound against the Tampa Bay Rays. They need a big win. They need a big start from Verlander. And I'm going to take the Brewers plus 1.5 runs against the Cardinals. Cardinals are red hot, but maybe they'll get cooled down tonight. So I got Nuggets minus six is my best bet. Mets minus 1.5 for the run total, and the Brewers plus 1.5 for the run total. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Doc Rivers fired today. Look, like we said, I would have been surprised if he wasn't fired. I was more surprised that he was hired in the first place. And I don't think Doc, if he wants to keep coaching, I think he, you know, can get a job and, you know, is deserving of a job. I think it probably best, Rob, it'd be a year or two removed. If I'm a team right now, and there are teams out there, Milwaukee.
There are a few jobs out there, Chris.
Phoenix. I mean Philadelphia, obviously.
Toronto.
But Toronto.
Detroit,
but I'm gonna throw out the let me focus right now on Milwaukee and Phoenix. They're trying to win a championship. I'm not bringing in Doc. I mean, how many leads does he have to blow in the playoffs for me to just cool out a little bit on that? Now, a Toronto, a Detroit, Rob, maybe. Maybe. Toronto, I don't know. But Detroit, I'm trying to create a culture. I'm trying to become respectable. I got some young kids that need teaching. Look, he wouldn't be first on my list. I wouldn't hire him right now, period, if I'm running any of these teams. But I'm just wondering if that might be a better situation. But the fact is, Rob, Doc wasn't great with bad teams either. You know, when he was in Orlando, didn't have a ton of talent. He wasn't spectacular. I mean, his first or second year he was, I think. Did he win coach? He might have won coach of the year. But, you know, didn't win a playoff series. And, you know, Boston was bad before they got the big three, and that was under Doc, you know, when they just had Paul Pierce. So it's not like he has a history of developing young talent either. But it's just too soon, bro.
It's too fresh, Kevin Durant, but it's too fresh, Chris. Like we thought with the after the Clippers debacle. Didn't we think that, like, we were like,
yeah, we were like,
wow.
Really?
I was just like, this is too fresh.
Why would Philly think he's about to carry them to the promised land?
Because I'm always wondered, Chris, about the press conference. What do you say to press? If I'm at the press conference and I'm a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer or Daily News, I'm like, didn't he just choke down a 3-1 lead? Like, that would have been my,
that's
to Daryl Morey. Right, Chris, would you not say that?
Yes, if Milwaukee brought him in, let's say.
Right now, right.
Is that going to satisfy their fan base?
I don't think so. I think they would question it and say, we don't understand. Like, this guy's had 6-16 in game sevens, right? Or what is it?
He's got most of the records, it seems, for futility.
Right. I mean.
And he was named one of the top 15 coaches in NBA history. So officially he's that, but, you know, that championship was 15 years ago.
Was it that long ago? My God.
Most of these players weren't even in the league.
Right.
So, yeah, I thought, Rob, that Ephraim said it well. One thing I look at, that he hasn't made a ton of adjustments, but why in the world wouldn't you put Joel Embiid? And I don't mean put him on the block like Shaq used to be. But I mean, some of the times, get your butt down there or back yourself down there. You know, don't always face up like you a two guard or a small forward. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.